explaining social class differences in education and achievement. The working class consistently perform worse in exams than the higher class pupils. This could be for many reasons. Sociologists have identified three groups into which all these factors affecting education can be placed. 1. Material factors. 2. Cultural factors. And 3. Factors within school. Material factors explain how social and economic situations can affect a child's development. Douglas found that poor housing conditions, for example not enough space, can lead to lower attainment. Poor diet of working class families can lead to damaged cognitive development. Lower income means books and resources can't be bought. It's difficult to be able to afford higher education with travel and fees, especially with raised tuition fees and cuts to EMA. Poor families might not be able to send their children to preschool, which can help development and thus attainment. Pupils from poorer families are more likely to have part-time jobs as they can't afford not to. This takes time away from studies. Many schools rely on donations from parents. If the school is in a less affluent area, they will receive less money and provide a worse education, affecting child's attainment. These factors will normally coincide with the others, leading to one much greater problem. Cultural factors. Cultural factors are things like values, attitudes, languages, etc. If a child is in a social group deprived of these factors, he can underachieve. Douglas said the most important factor affecting a child's education was parental interest in the child's education. This is because if the parent lacks this, they won't be able to encourage and help their child with their studies in the same way others do. This affects working class children especially, because their parents tend to be less well educated. Similarly, parents' levels of education play a big role in the child's attainment. If the parent is well educated, he can help the child with schoolwork. Also, they'll be able to help the child by knowing what resources to buy, taking them to cultural events, etc. Bernstein's restricted and elaborated speech codes says that working class children are less likely to have an intellectual and developed language, or they have a restricted speech code. This could lower attainment, perhaps because they struggle more in written exams. Bordeaux's Habitas states that the working class have lower cultural capital. They have less access to more intelligent culture. For example, they would watch documentaries instead of sitcoms, or read novels instead of magazine. For example, the ruling class would watch documentaries instead of sitcoms and read novels instead of magazines. This could largely be due to being socialised in a certain way. However, working class kids don't have this, and this leads to lower attainment, as they have not got the level of cultural intelligence middle class students do. Bordeaux's Habitas also states that working classes have lower social capital. This means they have less social networks and influence. This means working class students won't know the right people to talk to and won't get the same extent of help that knowing these people can bring. Criticisms of cultural explanations. Exaggeration. They tend to exaggerate the differences between attitudes and social classes. Overlooking the effect of material factors. Douglas said that working class parents don't have as much interest as middle class parents. However, it could be that they're interested, they just can't show that interest due to long working hours, a lack of knowledge, etc. Ignoring the role of schools. A lot of these points don't take into consideration the effect a school itself can have. It could be that middle class pupils do better because of the way they're treated in school, not because of their background. Risk letting schools off the hook. If we completely blame parents and home situations, then this does not pressure schools into changing and improving, even though it may be their fault completely.